Break the glass. We have breaking NFL news. Hassan Reddick has requested a trade from the New York Jets.
Oh, my God.
That is according
God.
To Ian Rappaport. And look, this comes down to, and it's funny that it happened today on August 12th of all days, because when this holdout began with Hassan Reddick, I said to Tiki Barber, I'm not worried yet. Holdout's a holdout. Tell me when it's going to affect him at the start of the season, and then I'll start to get worried. And Tiki said, okay, it's usually about 3 weeks before a season starts. And I remember I picked a date with Tiki. I forgot what the date was. I didn't write it down, which is a big mistake. Always got to write down dates. But I think the date was somewhere around now, where if he doesn't show up to camp now, I will start to be worried about, hey, eventually he's going to play, but what kind of condition is he going to be in? The other aspect of worry just popped up, which is Hassan Reddick is going into nuclear mode, which is, if you're not going to give me my contract, which the Jets apparently are not interested in doing, I'm never going to show up and I'm going to make things uncomfortable for you. Right now, he's demanded, or I should say, requested a trade. The biggest question for Joe Douglas, instead of looking back to April saying, dude, what the hell were you doing? Did you have discussions with his agent? Or the stories that have come out that Hassan Reddick changed his mind and he was willing to play on the final year of this deal? Like, was it even true? My big question for Joe Douglas is, what are you going to do now? Are you actually going to take the ultimate loss and trade this guy away for 5 cents on 100, whatever that phrase is? Or are we going to continue this standoff, which has now taken a turn into a little bit uglier because of his trade demand?
Well, first of all, I think you still have to look back before you look forward. And I think there is ultimate arrogance that has plagued this Jet team and the building of a roster. Evan, whatever happened, we'll probably never know. But I think to me, one thing is clear. The Jets having Aaron Rodgers, and I think all the benefit it's brought to it, has given Joe Douglas specifically a little extra swag that the Jets are an attractive team to play for. And I guess he probably ultimately felt, no matter what, let's make sure we get the trade and get him here. We will figure out the contract and the tiebreak will be, he's going to want to be here because we think we're a Super Bowl contender. And I think that's backfired immensely. Hassan Reddick was already on a team that was a Super Bowl contender, and the guy just wants to get paid. But to take 5 cents on the dollar, that would really suck and really be a...
I'm not doing it. I'll tell you right now, I'm not trading him.
But at the same time, Evan...
I'm not trading him.
How many of these assets have you poured into Will McDonald, Jermaine Johnson? You should have belief in some of these first-round picks you had that the Jets shouldn't need a Hassan Reddick.
But they also lost Bryce Huff in free agency. They traded John Franklin Myers.
Like, but shouldn't the elevation of Will McDonald have replaced Bryce Huff to begin with? I wouldn't have made this trade to begin with.
Well, that's different. They shouldn't have made the trade, if that's your overall point. What I would say right now, because look, I don't know what happened back in April. If Joe Douglas is being a responsible general manager, and I'll say this about Joe Douglas, I'm not sure if it'll be with us or it'll be with the morning guys tomorrow. We're going to Jet camp.
Assume we're not getting Reddick.
We're going to be at, I can tell you that. We're going to be at Jet camp. The morning guys will be at Jet camp. And usually one of us gets Robert Saleh, the other one gets Joe Douglas. So Joe Douglas will, in all likelihood, unless he's going to chicken out, is going to be on this radio station tomorrow. And one thing that's very important, and fortunately is looking back, is to say, where did this go wrong? Like, did you, as you laid out, arrogantly trade for a player, assuming he'll be happy? When you're right, he left a team that was a perennial Super Bowl contender. Right. Obviously, he wanted to get paid. Now, the story that Connor Hughes has put out there was that the Jets and Reddick were on the same page. And then something changed. Right. And I don't know if it's Hassan Reddick changing his mind, saying, screw it, I don't want to play on a one-year deal. I don't want to prove my value and then go get all the money. Like, I want it now. I've earned that in my NFL career, which, by the way, has every right to do. Something changed, or Joe Douglas was completely ignorant.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be 5 cents on the dollar compared to what you traded him for. If you find a team that's willing to obviously offer the extension, but you say you wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. No.
This is where I disagree with you,
what?
Evan. Do I have to be the bearer of positive news to Jet fans? The last thing the Jets need right now, after everything they went through in a throw-it-away year the first year Aaron Rodgers, is a glimmer of a distraction.
Is it really a distraction, though?
Well, I think if you're constantly being asked about it, he's not in the room, and you're getting public stories about this, the focus needs to be on the guys who are actually in the room,
on the field. Yeah, but
does
this affect Jermaine Johnson? Does this affect Will McDonald? Does this affect anyone on defense when they ask him, hey, what about Reddick's contract?
So then, to me, anything that ever comes out that we always call a distraction for any team is not actually a distraction.
No, I think in the NFL, and you could ask Tiki about it because I know he's mentioned it, when it comes to, like, personal contracts, when it comes to that, It's not a distraction. It's not going to cause Sauce Gardner to drop a pick six. It's not going to cause any kind of distraction. So the reason why my reaction to this trade request is to tell Hassan, too bad you're on the New York Jets, but is whatever you're going to get back is not worth the possibility Evan, that at some point he says, hey, I'm just going to show up because the best way to get paid is to play, Evan, which is the reality.
But if he doesn't, if he really pulls a Le'Veon Bell, which would be a mess for him, forget what he's thinking.
Exactly.
He could make that mistake for himself.
Okay, so then what did the Jets lose?
Here's what the Jets
lose. As compared to what? A sixth-round pick they would get back?
It's like, not about the pick.
What is the big deal?
The Jets are about to operate in a season where they, we all feel, should be a legitimate playoff contender. We'll worry about the next steps after that. They need all the flexibility or at least the understanding of where they're at roster-wise. They've had a problem at center in camp. They've had a problem. Guy goes down with injury. Maybe, you know, it's a corner. They want to sign Stephon Gilmore. They need to know what they need to operate. And they can't have Hassan Reddick showing up like Chris Jones did in, you know, week 2. But if it's later, week 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Well, why
it is
can't
like
they?
That.
If he goes out and contributes, so why can't just, they?
Because I'd like to know if he's really going to sit out all year. It's only going to hamstring the Jets financially.
I'm not trading him for a 6th-round pick. Like, I understand that's what you want them to do. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not sure it'd be a 6th-round pick. Maybe you'll find another taker for a 4th-round
pick.
And by the way,
even if it is a 4th-round pick, what does that do to help the Jets now in this season and in this moment?
This is helping the Jets now?
I'm not saying it is, but getting back a future draft pick doesn't. I'd rather play this game further and say, all right, Hassan, too bad. We're not trading you.
With all due respect to Hassan Reddick,
and they should be negotiating
with
him.
He's not Joe Klecko either. I mean, the Jets will be okay without him.
But no one's saying he's a Hall of Famer, but what we are saying is they're better if he's out there. So why would I just give in? Just because the player asks for a trade, you've got to say yes? Why?
No, I mean, the Niners aren't giving in right now to Ayuk, but...
They haven't yet. Now, the Niners are also seriously trying to re-sign him, and that's my other question for Joe Douglas. Are you attempting to bridge the gap and get a deal done? Or is your attitude, I don't want to give the guy a long-term contract, he hasn't played a snap yet for the New York Jets, and so the only negotiating you can do is to somehow enhance this 1 year left on his deal to get him to show up, which, by the way, is what I would try to do to get him here. That's what I would try to do, but the one thing I would not do is trade him. Honestly, what the hell does trading him do?
Trading him what just rid yourselves of a mistake you made. The great general managers have to admit their mistakes and move on, not cling on.
How do you know it's a mistake if he shows up week 3 and plays well?
Oh, then it wouldn't be a mistake.
Do you think he's holding out the entire season?
Look, I think...
Answer that question. Do you think he's holding out the entire season?
I think
season?
There's a chance he could, yeah.
Okay.
I really do.
So the biggest negative is...
I'm not telling you that'd be good for him or smart for him, but I think he's just crazy enough to do it.
But play the risk-reward game with me. Yeah. So let's say he holds out the entire season. It's a sunk cost. You gave up a pick for him. He doesn't play. The whole thing sucks. Okay, I agree. But the best case scenario and the most likely case scenario is at some point, despite being upset, he shows up and plays football. It is unlikely he's going to hold out an entire season. And if he comes back and plays football, does that make the New York Jets better?
Sure.
The question is yeah. Or the answer is yeah.
Look, you can
why would you be okay with just saying, oh, you know what, he wants a trade. Let me get him out of here. How'd you do that?
First of all, in my experience, outside of Michael Strahan in 2007, I normally don't like aligning myself with guys who come to camp late after holdouts like this. I think you're screaming for a pulled calf, a pulled injury,
Darrell
something like that.
Revis, when he held out, I think missed 2 games or 3 games that season and was overall pretty damn good.
Okay, and there's examples the other way. I'm just telling you, Evan, if I'm the Jets, I don't look at, okay, he can make the team better. The defense was already great where you can begin with. I want full steam ahead. No, you don't want to be here. You don't got to be here. Let's get rid of him. No distractions. The Jets need to focus on football, not any of this other
This
nonsense.
Is not a distraction.
Okay.
Who's it a distraction for? Us, because we're talking about it? You think there's a distraction in the room?
You don't
right
think
now?
Robert Saleh will be asked about Hassan Reddick every single week he's up there?
And how does that affect the way
it's
they play?
It's just another thing that he's got to stress about and worry about. The team and the coach need to worry about who's on the
does
field.
Does it affect the players on the field? Will it hurt? Not just not having him on the field, that's obvious, but will it affect them on the field? The answer is no. Like, this whole distraction thing, it's a distraction to us, yeah. It's a distraction
for the coaching staff and the
okay.
front office.
It's a distraction when Robert Saleh has to answer questions about it. Okay, fine. Is it really worth trading him away to get back nothing, essentially? Just so you could say, oh, we rid ourselves of a distraction.
So
Robert Saleh doesn't have to get angry texts from Joe Bedingo? That's not worth it.
Call his bluff. I don't know if Robert will answer. Call his bluff. Let Reddick sit out every game, and I think he'd be an idiot to do that. But ultimately, if he doesn't come back, now you're sitting there, you know, hamstrung. Tyron Smith gets hurt. This one gets hurt. And suddenly you're like, can I afford to sign this
guy? Well, if that scenario happens, because basically what you're trying to say is the reason they should trade Hassan Reddick is because you're really concerned about the salary cap.
No,
I
got to
make sure that if I signed up.
Okay. If you're leaving a set amount of money aside, or you need that money if you ultimately do want to sign him long term, you could really screw yourself in the operation of flexible roster.
You act as if the salary cap isn't fungible, to quote the great Tiki Barber, where you can restructure, or you could trade Hassan Reddick down the road.
Look.
If he continues to hold out, sure. Could this be a different discussion before the trade deadline in October? Fine. But in the middle of August, I'm calling his bluff.
Okay.
There is no way I would just kowtow. Is that the phrase? Kowtow or kowtow?
Kowtow.
Kowtow. I'm not just going to kowtow to him and say, I have to trade him. So because he's unhappy.
At the end of the year, when you're inevitably disappointed about how the Jets season turned out, just put this will be another log on the fire to everything Joe Douglas and his team is screwed
you
up.
You hate Purdy the Jets. Better.
Thank you, Joe. You're right. Yeah, of course. If it doesn't work. Look, it's already not working out. No one's defending Joe Douglas for the decision around Hassan Reddick. What I'm saying is I'm about the moment. Okay, it just came out that he demanded a trade. I'm telling you I wouldn't trade him.
Okay.
That's my response. I'm not defending the idea that they traded for him in April. Have I done that?
No.
Have I defended him?
But
have I said Joe Douglas should have done a better job of communicating with Hassan or his agent, or something funky happened in translation over the last month and a half? Yes, this is a major F-up. But now you can only worry about this moment.
Okay.
And in the middle of August, I'm not just saying, oh, fine, Hassan, where do you want to go? Just give me the list. Oh, you want to go? Oh, Buffalo? Sure. We'll send you there.
You've already let it go this long without finding a way to make a deal after a guy traded for you. Now he's demanding a trade. To me, I think the Jets have long lost this. To the idea that you think it's going to be salvageable now feels like a colossal.
How do you think it ends?
I think the Jets are going to trade him.
You think they're going to give in?
I think they're going to give in. I'll
tell you why I don't think they're going to trade
him. And I don't think that would be idiotic by Joe Douglas. I think that's just in the GM acknowledging he made a mistake.
I'll tell you why I don't think they're going to trade him. And this is just a prediction now. Because obviously my opinion is I wouldn't trade him. The reason I don't think he's going to trade him is that this is not the first time a New York Jet player requested a trade. In fact, it's almost a yearly tradition. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's like a yearly thing at Jet Camp. Whether it's Denzel Mims or it's Elijah Moore, usually it's distressed wide receivers demanding trades.
Well, and guys you had already drafted, not guys you traded for in the same offseason. No, it's a little different.
This is on another level. Well, how often has this ever happened? Like literally in the history of the NFL, where you trade for a guy, can't work out a contract, and before he ever plays for your team is demanding a trade.
99% of the time, the contract's agreed upon the time you trade for.
Usually.
Brian Burns.
Like, this is a new level Jet-esque moment. There's no doubt. Like, they trade for a guy, and before he ever plays for them, he's saying, all right, I'm out. I don't want to play here anymore. So, yes, you could put that in the storybook of same old Jets if you like to keep that book. No question about that. But my point to you is, I forgot my point now. Hold on a second.
The point is you're starting to sound like positive evidence.
I'm not positive. I didn't say it's going to work out well. I said to you, I'm not trading him. Don't try to spin everything I'm saying.
Oh, I'm
I said
spinning.
I wouldn't trade him. That's all I said. I would not trade Hassan Reddick because he asked.
You should be.
That's all I said to you. Did I like that Joe Douglas ended up being stupid and doing this whole thing? No, of course I don't like it. Has he had good bedside manner in this whole situation? Doesn't sound like it. But my point to you, I now remember it, is that when Denzel Mims and Elijah Moore, I get distracted because you piss me off. You're looking to poke me.
It's
what do you want me
back,
to say?
It's good to be back.
I know. I missed you for 8 days and I don't want to punch you.
You still acknowledge me in that book and not McMonagle.
That's right. Say my name, bitch. He did not give in on those previous trade demands immediately.
Okay.
And in the case of Denzel Mims, he never did. And I think Elijah Moore was months later, if memory serves correct. Like, it didn't happen immediately. So the track record of Joe Douglas is that when somebody, and yes, they're different situations, they're also far less established players, no doubt about it. But when guys have said, I want to trade, the Jets over the last few years have not reacted by simply giving in and trading the player away.
Well, define immediately, because if I'm telling you, I think by the end of the show, they should find a trade for Hassan Reddick, I think no.
Okay, so my answer to that would be before the start of the season.
Okay, because I would look at that final cutdown day, find a team after they've ended all their preseason and go, we would like to sign Hassan Reddick long term, and we are willing to give you a third or fourth round pick for him. Then I think that could happen, and I think that probably will.
So your prediction as of right now is that the Jets will acquiesce.
A little Labor Day weekend.
And Hassan Reddick will be traded, cut down a couple of days right before the start of the season.
Labor Day weekend, and you will get a third or fourth round pick in return.
Okay, I'm writing that down. My prediction is that Joe Douglas is going to have some stones. He's going to stare down Hassan Reddick and his agent, and he's going to say, no bueno, I'm not trading you. And my prediction will be he will eventually show up, but now I'm starting to think it ain't happening anytime soon. Like, I used to think, oh, he'll be there middle of August. Now I'm thinking this will be a longer kind of holdout. But I do think eventually Hassan Reddick wears the jersey of the New York Jets and plays.
And there's one more fallout part of this to the audience and to you, the Jet fan. Do you even want to sign Hassan Reddick long term?
No, I'm not in love with signing him long term. No. Right.
To me, you have the depth, you have the younger players, and that's why this trade was always perplexing to me. I understand filling the void left behind by Huff, but no, based on Hassan Reddick's career and where he's going age-wise, I wouldn't want to sign him long-term.
No,
anyway.
What I would want to do is somehow convince him to show up by throwing him some extra shekels, by giving him some extra motivation to rip it in a contract year. And I would then let him beast out. And then likely at the end of the season, I'll probably let him go. Now I'm open to changing my mind. The guy has a 17-sack season and is the Super Bowl MVP. Maybe we're talking about something very, very different. But my feeling from the beginning is I just want him to show up and have a monster contract here. And that position remains the same. So my prediction would be he will eventually play for the New York Jets. What's your prediction, positive, Tommy?
Well, in this situation, Evan, I can't be positive.
No, I'm stuck.
Unfortunately, I think Reddick will not play a game for the Jets.
Of course not.
He will ultimately be traded once Aaron Rodgers moves to Egypt or whatever by week 5. So Reddick, unfortunately, will not be a Jet this season. No positivity for me towards the Jets.
Yeah.